Hi, it's Nicole Brandon with Unlimited Life, and so wonderful to have you joining us today. This has been such a powerful and exceptional week here in the United States. If you're listening to our show here, we have Thanksgiving, and it's certainly a time for gratitude and for blessings. And it's the Sunday show that I did on Hourglass Bride, I had this wonderful opportunity to thank all of our guests that have been on over the past year and the incredible impact that they've made in people's lives and improving the quality of their life. And on this show, on Unlimited Life, we have had the most incredible information possible. New technology, new science, new medicine, wellness, healing, and information. I mean, I have been interviewing guests and taking pages and pages and pages of notes, and I've learned so much in the process of doing this show, but I know from your letters, and I know from your calls, and I know from, you know, from all of you that have reached out, the profound impact that these guests have had on your lives, on your business, on your work, on your wealth, and today's guest is really no exception. I'm so thrilled that she is with us today, and just genuinely, this is a subject that for us to be able to talk about, I think, is so important. We're going to be talking about when you're in trouble with the IRS, what do you do, how do you go about and find resources to help you, who helps you, how do you talk to somebody. You know, it seems insurmountable to have this big organization, and how do you go up and say, this is my truth, and be able to unravel the threads. And we're also going to be able to talk about personal injury and how you deal with personal injury cases. And so today's guest is she's exceptional. And I'm so honored and so privileged she's with us today. But she actually, and I can say this because it's a week of blessings and gratitude, but she actually just gave birth to twins. And for anybody who has ever had a child or is married to someone who has had a child, or if you have family and friends that have had children, and you know when you give birth how incredibly busy your life becomes instantaneously, and the fact that she has taken time out of her life and her schedule to be here today and to give this information to you is absolutely phenomenal and really speaks so highly of her and her work ethic and how important it is that she helps people, because that's really who she is as a person. She's just this incredible person, and somebody when you meet, you just want to just put your whole life in their hands and say, okay, help me. So today's guest is Mina Cooper, and I'm thrilled that she is with us today. And Mina, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Nicole. I appreciate your warm wishes and warm thoughts of me, and I feel the same of you.
Oh, thank you. So Madison Debt and Tax Relief is your company, and I wanted to say that name so people know if they're writing it down right off the bat, Madison Debt and Tax Relief. And so tell me, how do you get started? Because you're like David with Goliath. I mean, the fact that when you think about being a child and you think about when I grow up, I'm going to be a doctor, I'm going to be a lawyer, I'm going to be a movie star, how does someone decide you're going to be an advocate to help people slay the giant?
Well, I guess it was by accident, but nothing in life is an accident. I think things happen for a reason, and I'm grateful for that because we're able to help many people in during their very vulnerable times that the anxiety levels are high, and they need help with someone who can help them and who's going to be forthcoming with them. When I was a little girl, I pretty much I grew up in New York, and I always wanted to be an actress when I was a very little girl, like every other little girl, and realized that I was probably too serious to be an actress, being that in a way that I had a bigger calling in life, not to underestimate the value of an actress, but I was more of an inquisitive child, and went on to, grow up with wealthy people, poor people, middle-class people, and really ran the gamut in every nationality and culture that you can possibly imagine. And it gave me a real big insight on how people grow up, and including myself. And I went on to get a finance and business degree and, moved to L.A. 13 years ago, and was in the mortgage business for a while, and you know, thinking that that was a great business to be in, and help people as well, which is what I like to do because I was creative and I was able to think out of the box, and you need to do so. And, you know, someone who was a CPA that worked with me said, hey, you know, I'm starting my own CPA firm, and why don't you come work with us? Well, you know, I did, and it lasted. I had a good run with them. Things didn't work the way I wanted them to do because I knew that at some point people start to get a little big for their business and don't do things as detail-oriented as I felt it should have been done. So I went on my own. And we have attorneys that work for us. And we're able to, you know, that road took me here. I never woke up one morning and said I want to be in the tax and credit card debt business. But I'm happy I am because it knocks out a lot of people who don't do the right thing by people and it allows me to work inexpensively and efficiently for people to get them what they need done.
That's amazing. You know, when I was saying at the top of the show, first of all, you're beautiful enough to have been a movie star and an actress.
Thank you.
And there's something, so right away people are drawn to you. But there's a warmth and a security, and you really feel swaddled by you, that you, there's just something about your personality that you know that you're going to be taken care of. And so I'm so thrilled now that you have this opportunity with the twins. And so I'm just
I'm doing a lot of swaddling.
So first, how do people find you? When people have personal injury problems or people have, you know, we can separate these out or have trouble with the IRS.
Yeah.
People are scared. They get letters that are really daunting, and people are coming after them and want their money, and they're going to lose their house and their car and their family and their friends and their whatever that is. And they go into fear gear, right?
Right.
And so how does one get out of fear gear and find you? And where do you begin?
Fear gear is probably the biggest driving force in people's lives. It can work negatively, it can work positively. Of course, you know, without fear, we wouldn't be moving in at all. So fear can be very productive. And, you know, taking care of something, let's go of that fear because, you know, people fear the unknown and they don't know, thinking that. You know, a lot of people do have tax matters that arise because they didn't pay detailed attention to things that were being done by their CPAs or themselves and just kind of swept under the rug. And the fear of dealing with it, we encourage people not to fear because we know what it's like, and I know what it's like to have to do things that you not necessarily think that you're good at and could be overwhelming because numbers and papers and receipts and all that stuff is just creates havoc in people's minds more than the actual reality. I think that, you know, most of the time we say, oh, my God, that was it? I should have done this a long time ago. What was I waiting for? I worked myself up to a frenzy, and this became more simple, and I can sleep at night. Mm-hmm. So I feel that dealing with the matter firsthand is the most important thing because when you don't deal with it immediately, you know, interest and penalties get going. And, you know, we also work with the state, and we work with the Board of Equalization. Now, we can work in all states, and because it is federal, we have clients in Chicago, we have clients in Alabama, Florida, and we're able to, even though my attorneys are California State Bar attorneys, we can work federally, and we can get per diem allowances to work with the state. And, you know, when people contact us,
I'm going to jump in there for just a second. I'm going to just jump in just for a second. So for those people that are right now jumping out of their chairs because they're in, you know, Indiana or they're in Arkansas and they really need your help, how do they find you? I want to get back to track what you were saying, but I know people right now are going to know just from the last second of how do they reach out and find you. Is there a website?
They can go and they can call me. I can give you my phone number. The 800 number is 1-800-441-2615. And our local number is 310-345-8500. Again, 1-800-441-2615 or 310-345-8500. And I will be able to talk with them personally, as I do want to give some of my undivided attention and be able to delegate to my attorneys properly, whom they will be eventually speaking with. So that's the best way to contact me and the easiest way to get a hold of me.
Fantastic. That's amazing. And so you're working with state and federal agencies?
Yes. And we work with sales tax issues. We, in California, we can go to court for someone who has deficiency notices. They may have been on a payment plan and didn't follow through with it and kind of neglected the notices they were sending, which then at some point they can have a hearing over the phone, and we do have to appear in tax court, which we do. And, you know, it gets to, like, everything has a resolution. And I want people to know that, because you don't want to get on the wrong side of these agencies, because it gets tangled up in the cobweb and you can't get out of it. So I encourage people to look at what they're doing. And if they have back returns that they need done, or amended returns that they felt may have not done properly, or they didn't do things right, you know, we can look at all that and you can sleep at night.
That's amazing. So what are some of the kind of tax problems that you help people with in their businesses?
You know, sometimes, you know, there's the sales tax issue, you know, a lot of people delegate that out to other companies, and quite honestly, you know, they at times mess it up, and then they come after you because the sales tax wasn't done properly, or, you know, your employee taxes weren't done properly, and something is missing somewhere, and you have someone doing it for you. So, you know, these can all be innocent situations. The EDD also is something we handle, the state. So all these agencies, you know, they run the gamut, and, you know, we do this both business and personally. And sometimes just businesses didn't do what was supposed to do, or the partners didn't do what they were supposed to do. And so what happened was, you know, somebody owes money, and the other person could have disappeared, and what is it, just a business deal gone bad. So there's many different reasons why people, you know, might necessarily not be avoidance. It may just be getting into a situation that they couldn't get out of so easily. We have innocent spouse where there are divorce situations that happen, and, you know, man or woman signs the other return saying, thinking everything is fine. The other person says, well, I'm leaving you, and we owe $100,000 to the IRS, and half of that debt is yours most of the time, depending on what state you live in. So, you know, do your due diligence. But there's, you know, an antidote for every problem, usually, unless we don't feel that there will be a solution to your situation.
Okay, so when you say that you have a phone conversation with the IRS or a phone jury or case, or that you go up in person against it, what is the success rate? I mean, is it really...
It runs the gamut.
Does it work?
Every situation, you know, I mean, every situation is so different. You know, there are different reasons why this happened. And it's so hard to be on a broad scale. I wish I could have a scale of if this happens and this happens. Unfortunately, that's not, you know, once we look at through all someone's documentation, we can give them an idea of what we are thinking things are going to go. Whether what percentage of success rate we've had with situations like this, or, you know, there was like a monkey wrench in the situation, and then we need to really take it case by case, because if we say one thing and something else happens, we like to underestimate and over-deliver.
That's incredible. You know, it's interesting because Brett Bjornson was talking about estate planning, and he was saying,
yes,
if you, you know, will your child money, and then all of a sudden they go bankrupt, they have a business that bellies up with those funds. And Jamie Brown was talking about debt consulting, the fact that if you get divorced, somebody can then run up these credit cards or these charges, and like you're saying, you're responsible for that debt, or you're responsible if it's a business partnership and one of the partners, you know, skips town.
Yeah.
And so, but how wonderful to have, you know, a hero on your side and somebody.
Thank you. I mean, we even had a situation We had a business that was closed for many years, and the gentleman who was paying out the checks and doing all the bookkeeping and everything was, because the owner, the former owner, was not liquid at all. And the guy who was signing the checks on behalf of the company, who was not an owner, the IRS ended up going after him and taking his money. So he wasn't even an owner. And that's why I tell people they can go after people that are pretty much innocent. You know, you need to handle, they can go to your family members, they can go to business associates, and really dig deep. And they're the only agencies that can really have the authority and jurisdiction to do so without getting in trouble. And that's important to go and see where you're at with things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's really, really important. And, you know, whether it's just advice, I encourage people to call me to talk to me about it.
That's just brilliant advice. You know, we have a lot of people that are listening to the show right now that are not in the United States. We have people that are in Malta, mm-hmm. and Indonesia and, you know, New Zealand, everywhere, South Africa. And so for people that are in other countries, you know, knowing we're in the United States, what does somebody look for when they're choosing a tax resolution firm? What would you suggest?
Well, I mean, you know, some people out of in different countries also do business in the United States. So there are, you know, or they travel back and forth. And, you know, my attorney's a proficient in international type of tax law. So, you know, I think that you need to interview people. It's a gut feeling that you get if you feel that these are people that are honest with you. You know, I mean, if people run into problems and then someone's telling you without even knowing what's going on or doing their due diligence that you can get 10 cents on the dollar, like some of these guys on TV or what have you that end up closing their doors because they misinformed people and took their money, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, it is. You know, because if it was that easy, then, you know, everybody would be going to these people and the IRS wouldn't be collecting anything. So, you know, it just be, you know, like, you know, make sure that your hunch is that it's something not that you want to hear, but something that's truthful and feels like it's probably the truth, and that you feel comfortable with that person and that you're feeling nurtured and they're around for your phone calls. You're not being tossed around to 20 different people. And this should definitely be a go-to person because it's a very time-sensitive issue. And I would, you know, if you're hiring someone, I would call them a couple of times to see who gets on the phone. How easily are they to talk to? Because you will be getting letters through the process and things that come up that they may not get. So you want to make sure that they're accessible to you.
That's such great advice. It really is. And I know I personally had an identity theft. And I had hired a law firm to clear up the identity theft. And I paid them a lot of money to clear it up. Mm-hmm. And they did nothing. A year later, I was still in the very same boat and had to go to another attorney. So is there something to be aware of when you're choosing a firm? Is there any red flags
that
automatically...
Look up the attorney's names on the Bar Association. I would do that. Because if they have anything, no matter where you live, usually there's information on the attorney, and you will see if there's any misrepresentation on his part that he's been faulted for in the past where people, you know, have complained about him. Because, you know, the Bar Association, they have to do something pretty substantial to get a bad review on them, and they will let you know if they've had disciplinary action. I would stay away from people who have had that. Because usually people will do the same thing over again. There's plenty of attorneys that have clean records and nothing bad against them. So I would look them up, you know, to start with, to make sure that they're stealing money from people.
That, I mean, how wise. And I would never think to do that. And I think most people
didn't even
think to do that. So I love that you're sharing that information. I think it's such incredible information. And then I see a lot of times when we're looking at this, something called non-collectible status. And can you tell me what that is and how people can qualify for that?
Yes, most definitely. You know, you have people of all ages that may be disabled at some point in their life. They might have been working. They're disabled, got a little messed up with taxes, or elderly people on a minimal fixed income that do not have a lot of assets. They owe the IRS, hypothetically speaking, $10,000, $20,000. But, you know, if you took $200 from them a month or $100 a month, well, guess what? They couldn't afford to give themselves food. And the IRS doesn't say, oh, well, I think you're, you know, they don't suggest anything, okay? They're there to collect your money. But in, you know, in most cases, people will qualify for non-collectible status as long as you don't start working and making tons of money and getting out of that demographics of, you know, being on a fixed income or disabled, not able to work indefinitely, then you will go into non-collectible status and stay there, which means that, you know, they're not going to come, you know, because they can come after your disability insurance, in disability checks. They can come after, they can go after your Social Security. So, you know, they can go after things that people live off of, especially retired people, disabled people. Disability checks, they get garnished all the time, and they usually go big. They go 25% off the bat. So, you know, I do urge, if you know anyone who's disabled or elderly and has had some IRS or tax issues, to contact us. It's very inexpensive to do, and we try to work with people to get them into a safe harbor type of place. So
that makes me feel so good just to hear you say that. And I'm sure that there are people that are listening to the show that don't even know that they qualify, that they didn't even know that was
99% of the people have no idea.
So, I mean, what a gift that you were there and that you were open to helping people. And so I just thank you so much for what you're doing. I mean, truly.
Oh, you know, it's my pleasure. I get such a great feeling when I'm able to help people because, you know, a lot of times these people also, they have families and their checks are going to be garnished. And guess what? They can't put food on their table. They really live paycheck to paycheck, especially with the economy not being great. It did get better, but still not great. Still people are challenged if they're in an industry that hasn't been hiring and that's what they know and they're in their 50s. And, you know, these companies can get people in their 20s to work half the price, you know, and it gets challenging, and people in that arena are hurt the most. And, you know, I tell people that call me and they're like, well, I'll call you in a couple of weeks. And I say, no, don't do that, because those couple of weeks, they get letters saying their bank accounts are going to be levied, their wages are going to be garnished, and sometimes we can work quickly and sometimes we can't work as quickly. So to stop it when it's happening within 24 hours. So, you know, don't keep on waiting and push the envelope, because it costs you more than it would cost you to hire someone to help you.
I just, you have no idea how much I appreciate this information.
Yeah, I mean, it's so, you know, people have so many questions about this, and they just, they deal with it, and then they stop, and they deal with it, and then they stop, and they really never go through with it.
It's fantastic to know that you're there. It's like,
thank you.
You know, it really is, just because people don't know. One of the things, you know, we also have the Hourglass Bride radio show and giving resources and information to people that are just getting married. And one of the subjects that has come up on the show is that you have these young wives who've lost their husbands in Afghanistan in the war and whatever, and they're 23, they're 25, and all of a sudden, how do they file their taxes? How do they get health benefits? They don't know where to go.
No.
And I think that's such a big issue of my garnish, you know, my wages are being garnished, or I can't afford to eat, or I'm getting these threatening letters or things. And and I don't have money for a big attorney. And if I had money, I would have paid this bill or whatever. And so people don't even know that it's possible to get out of maze.
Yeah. We're more about, you know, helping people than getting the fancy office for $50,000 a month, you know, because, you know, the most important thing is to help people. It's not putting on a show. And, you know, I think that people, when they speak with us, they sense that, and they know that they're going to get the utmost attention they can possibly get, and they don't have to pay all the money they ever will owe in their lives to get help, because we don't work on people's emotions like that. We're more about helping them, because it's much more fruitful. You know, money's not everything. And we are so You know, we even do pro bono work from time to time when we have the time to do so. Because I think that whatever comes around, goes around, comes around. And, you know, if you do good, good things happen to you.
I love to hear you say that. But I know that's who you are as a person. And then I wanted to ask you about Madison Debt and Tax Relief. So how did the organization come about? How did you get involved with it? I mean, it's such a fabulous...
Yeah, I mean, you know, just basically working with this is a complete, you know, fluke that I happen to have a finance background and all that in business. And when I was in the mortgage business, CPA that had worked side by side with me, you know, would listen to me, and he'd be like, wow, you know, I wouldn't even think of that. But I was, my ability to be creative in many senses helped his firm grow. But as a lot of people, what happens is things get too big for them to handle, but they keep on handling it, and sometimes they end up not doing the right thing. Sometimes, you know, it's just a matter of volume versus what they can handle. And, you know, when you want something done a certain way, you have to do it, you know, don't give something that, you know, you don't want done to someone else and you could do it yourself. And, you know, we hired extraordinary people to work for us. And we feel that we'd rather turn someone away if we can't help them than take their money and give them a wishful thinking of hope. And some people, I guess, get greedy and don't do that anymore because they just get as much as they can and check out when they need to. And that's not what we believe in. We believe in working with people accordingly.
I just love your commitment to helping people.
Thank you. I really do.
And so now my question is a really big mountain.
Yes.
Can you tell me about credit card settlements? Because I know that for people that's a really big deal.
You know, mostly we do that in the state of California. And pretty much, and you know, we also are able to do in Arizona. What we do typically is we negotiate, we have negotiators that work with the credit card companies getting, they have to qualify for this as well. I mean, you can't be unemployed and do the credit card settlement because you do have to be making a certain amount of money to qualify to be able to make some kind of payment, which makes sense because you can't wipe it out altogether. But typically you're looking that the person, if they owe $50,000, you're looking, we can probably get it down to about $25,000 to $20,000. So that's a big savings, and then do a payment plan with the creditors. And the other thing is, it doesn't mess up your credit. It does. But at that point, most people have messed up credit already. So the point is we help them rebuild their credit as well by telling them how to do so. And it takes about maybe 12 months to start really seeing your numbers rise again, your credit reporting agencies. So, you know, it's because, you know, the thing is if you don't handle your credit card debt and you just stop paying, they've hired in-house attorneys to go and subpoena you to go to court. And at that point, you're going to have to pay. Because if they put a judgment on you, well, guess what? You're going to have to pay. So they have these attorney guys on small salaries coming after you, meeting them in court. And they didn't do that unless you owed a lot of money, but now they're doing it for less and less because a little bit of money from a lot of people ends up costing them a lot of money. So it was worth it for them to hire a college guy, you know, right out of school, to go do their collections for them and meet people in court. So, you know, if you're at least 3 to 6 months late, start looking into something to do because once they subpoena you, it's much harder to get out of it. You have to pretty much follow the judge's rules and rhythm. And if that subpoena happens while you've hired us or someone reputable, then they will handle it for you and answer to those subpoenas. So I again, don't neglect them because they will bite you to come back to you and you know, take care of it. Because if you can pay back half of it, if you qualify, then, hey, you know, if you have to do what you have to do. It wasn't intentional on your part, and things happen. People, you know, jobs get changed, and one spouse isn't working anymore or partner, you know. So, you know, things happen.
just incredible. It's so, there's so much out there, you know, when we look at it. You know, it's, I feel like it's being in those rubber rooms, you know, when you bounce off the walls or something. It's just,
yeah,
they're all
that's
walls
right.
And it's just, you know, what's the thing? I'm a weeble, I wobble, but I don't fall down. And so
yeah, and you know, we also, I want to touch a little bit about this. We also have a personal injury division. And, you know, that division handles personal injury cases, meaning auto accidents. We have an auto accident attorney that we work with, and they are in California. And so we're able to do some Nevada and Arizona as well. But we have clients in Northern California, Southern California. The attorneys all have at least 30 years experience in handling personal injury, auto accident attorney. And you want to make sure when you hire a personal injury attorney that the attorney offers to meet you. He doesn't send somebody from his office down to meet you because, again, you're getting caught up in the same situation where they're just a mill of people just pushing people through. They're not going to sit there and file a lawsuit for you if they need to because they just want to settle cases because their overhead is so high. It goes on and on. So you want to make sure you, again, look them up, make sure that they are doing the right thing in their state, that they're licensed, and they're working on your case, and they're accessible to you. And, you know, they are, you know, forthcoming about, you know, what's going on at all times. And, you know, it's the same thing. You know, it's usually contingency. There's no money up front on the personal injury. Usually the attorney gets paid at the end of the settlement of the case. So, you know, he will get whatever is valued for your pain and suffering. You know, it could be brain injury, it could be extensive injuries, that a loss of someone. You know, also, most important thing, no matter where you live, get uninsured and underinsured motorist insurance. You can call
uninsured
me again at 310.
Uninsured and underinsured? Uninsured
and underinsured motorists, you know, because in a lot of states, because of the bad economy or what have you or other things that are going on, people do not have insurance. It is not legal to drive without insurance, but what are they going to do with them? Our jails are overbooked, so they can't just throw people in jail. And some people don't even have licenses and they're driving. And if you get hit by someone, rear-ended by someone, who does not have insurance and you don't have uninsured or your bills are so high and their policies are minimal policies, which in the state of California is $1,530, and your medical bills are potentially $100,000, you don't want them trying to come after you for the rest of the money because it's only $15,000 so the guy has. So if you don't have underinsured, then
I never even heard of that. I mean, I might have it and not even realize that I
important.
Had it.
Yeah, Nicole, you know, I can have you talk to someone who can help you with insurance that we feel confident. Because, you know, sometimes people, it's so inexpensive. People are paying almost the same amount of money. And, you know, unfortunately, again, insurance people sometimes, not always, will do what benefits them the most and where they're making the most money. But, you know, we know people that can help you find the proper insurance for you if you don't have uninsured, because it's so inexpensive. You're almost better with a bigger deductible than you are uninsured, underinsured, because if someone hits you, God forbid, and they're at fault, a lot of times their insurance company will pick up the deductible. But the most important is, you know, in the state of California, I think it's almost like 50% of people that are driving around uninsured. And, you know, you don't want to get hit by someone like that. And, you know, if you have a hit and run, which happens quite often, if you're on a bicycle and someone hits you and they don't have insurance and you have a car and you have that, it could potentially cover you. Also, you know, so you know, talk to someone. If you're in California, we can help you. You can call us at, again, 310-345-8500, and we can talk to you about what kind of insurance you should have, because it's I can't even stress enough, we get so many calls of people in the situation, we can't help them.
Well, and what is your website? Can you give your website information as well?
Yeah, my website is Madison, like M-A-D-I-S-O-N, like Madison Avenue, debt, D-E-B-T, the word and, tax, T-A-X, relief, R-E-L-I-E-F as in Frank, .com. And the personal injury website is thelibertylawfirm.com. And you can see different situations, and it also has a lot of information for you so you can educate yourself a little bit on everything so that when you call, do need to call someone, hopefully you'll call us, but if not, then at least you'll know what to look for and have a little broader view on things so you know what to do with it. Again, it's Madison, M-A-D-I-S-O-N, debt, D-E-B-T, the word and, tax, relief.com, and our personal injury division is thelibertylawfirm.com or libertylawfirm.com. It will come up as well.
Thank you.
For Liberty as a statue.
Liberty as a statue. I was just in New York.
As a statue, L-I-B-E-R-T-Y. Yes.
Thank you. You touched on something I was going to ask you about anyway, which was bicycles. And
yes.
I was listening to a report last night on the radio. I just happened to be driving home from dinner, and they had a report on this was the highest in California year for bicycle injuries.
Yes.
And, yes, that's what they said on this radio report.
Well,
that
you know, I'll give you a perfect example. I, you know, 6 weeks ago I had my babies, a boy and girl twin, and I went into the hospital, got a phone call from my OBGYN, and he said, I can't deliver your babies. And I'm sitting there waiting to check in. And I said, what do you mean you can't deliver my babies? He said, well, he goes, I was riding my bicycle and I got hit by a car. And it dislocated his arm. And so I thankfully had someone who he uses as a team who did deliver my babies. We did have C-section, so we want to make sure they're good. So obviously he did refer us, yeah, and it was like, oh, my goodness. I'm like, are you kidding me? What timing? But it all worked out wonderful, but, you know, it's a perfect example. I mean, it's just, especially when you live in a city where there's so many automobiles, you just can't be cautious enough. You know, someone could be texting even though you're not supposed to, or just dozing off or tired or under the influence or who knows what. And you have very little room there. You know, I would strongly choose a bicycle path or something like that where there's no automobiles because it's a big problem. We get calls a lot of times from that. And guess what? And sometimes these people get hit by uninsured motorists. But if you have a car and you have uninsured and underinsured motorists, we can potentially use that. So again,
really?
Just because you're riding a bicycle,
you're on a bicycle,
yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, so, you know, it's important, you know, hopefully if you do get hit, someone does have insurance. And the hit and runs are usually people that have no licenses or insurance and they don't want to get caught, so they run away. But, yeah, uninsured and underinsured, we don't need them.
There's, right now on CBS, The Young and the Restless, which is a soap opera. And,
uh-huh.
I, you know, and I've done a lot of work for them through the years, and one of their storylines right now is a hit and run and of a little girl. And so it's interesting when you watch television shows, whether it be daytime, nighttime, drama, movies, and you actually are receiving proper information on figures and facts of how often something happens and why people run and how crazy it is for the family that somebody would just take off. And so I imagine that when people come to you after a hit and run, not just is it the injury and the financial, but there must be so much emotional swelling.
Oh, my goodness. People, their whole life has been turned upside down. You know, they're in pain, they're hurting, or if they're in a car, they have no car left anymore. And if they have no insurance, then they wonder how they're going to get paid, the medical bills are going to get paid. You know, if they're checking into a hospital and they get taken by ambulance, that's thousands and thousands of dollars right there. So, you know, if you have underinsured or uninsured motorists, guess what? You're covered. You should have at least $50,000.
Okay, I'm definitely going to call you. I have no idea what I have, but I'm...
No, we need to look at that, Nicole, because, I mean, telling you, it's just, it should be, you know, instead of buying that, you know, I tell people, instead of buying that extra Starbucks or coffee, you invest the extra few dollars, it's really not much more money. It's very inexpensive. And people just, some people just don't get it. We had a client, a very nice young woman, but very together, very business-oriented, very organized, you know, tech-oriented, and had all the insurance on her old car, had gotten a car, she leased a Prius, and she somehow signed a waiver that she wasn't taking the uninsured motorist. She was driving to San Diego to her mom's house and got hit by a limo with two guys in the car. We could not find any insurance anywhere, any assets that they owned. She signed off on the uninsured motorist. She had thousands of dollars worth of equipment in her car. The car got turned over and burnt. They had to go, and the firefighters had to, you know, drag her out of the car. Luckily, she wasn't, you know, in any critical condition. She was very, very lucky, and obviously that's the most important thing besides money. But had she had some serious injuries, which we were surprised she didn't, you know, where it would just put her off the rest of her life, you know, she had some things, obviously, bruisings and, you know, pain and everything, but nothing that she had to be hospitalized for, you know, would have been a problem. So she lost thousands of dollars worth of equipment. She had a new car that she lost the money that she was paying. It was just a mess, and she just couldn't believe she signed off on it, whatever it was that was going on in her head. You know, or the guy told her, we're not sure exactly, I don't recall what happened. But that was a perfect example, and I use this because, you know, she, if you would call her and she would tell you, she would just do anything to try to convince people to make sure they take a look. And, you know, people say, yeah, I'm going to look, and they don't, and then something happens, and they call us, well, you know, we can't help them. You know, I told you so, which I hate to do, but, you know, it does get into that place.
And when we're looking at, you know, insurance and we're looking at accidents, when is somebody at fault?
Usually, if you're, you know, if you're making a turn, usually, and some car hits you that's going straight, you're the one who's at fault.
Really?
You're making the turn. Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately. If I'm driving and, Nicole, you're driving in front of me and you stop short in front of me and I hit you, I'm at fault, too, because I should be far enough from you that I was able to stop without hitting you. So if you're opening the door and you're getting out of your car and you parked your car and a car hits you, the person opening the door is at fault because you should be looking to see if the coast is clear. Because we've gotten all these calls before. I was making a left turn. He was going straight, and he went through a yellow light. Had the person gone through a red light and there were witnesses, and usually there is someone, something, then, yeah, that's okay. If the actual light was red and they just went through the red light, you're making a turn, then you are not at fault. But, you know, that's the exception. But also, you know, stay at least a certain distance away from the car in front of you because they can stop short. And if you hit them, and then you probably cause a chain of other accidents behind you, you will be the one at fault because you should have never been close enough to not be able to stop. And you look at your oncoming traffic when you open your door to get out of your car.
This is such good advice. And it's
people don't know. I wouldn't know either if I didn't do this. You know, I wouldn't know. I have no clue. Never think of it.
It's so clear and so consistent. And when I was driving home last night, I just turned on, like I said, I got out of the restaurant, I turned on the radio, and when they were talking about all these bicycles, that this is the highest.
Oh, my goodness, it's
just
huge.
You just think about.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's
about.
Just been, and it's getting more, you know, we've been getting so many calls of people that have been on bicycle accidents. And I don't know why that is, that people, more people are riding bicycles. I don't know. What it is, but it's just and you know, uninsured motorists. That has been our big challenge, you know, doing the business that we do. some people get really hurt, you know, and when we can't help them and they don't have health insurance right now, I know things are going to change for people, but, you know, you still can owe money because some of the plans, their deductibles and all kinds of things that you have to consider. And also when you hire an attorney, they help you reduce those bills if need be. Because, you know, we had a guy calling us after the fact. He decided he's going to handle his own case. So he handled his own case. He got $50,000 for pain and suffering, but he had $75,000 worth of medical bills. So he's negative $25,000. Had he hired an attorney, then he would have been ahead of the game because that's what a good attorney does. You know, they work efficiently and fairly so that everybody gets what they deserve.
That's fantastic. Now, your attorney is a personal injury attorney, correct?
He is, and he only focuses. The other thing is, and I'm glad you brought that up, Nicole, the most important thing is when you hire an attorney, don't hire an attorney who does everything. Okay? It's impossible. There are specialties. It's like going to a dermatologist to fix your foot. You broke an ankle. You know, you want to go to someone who does the same thing all the time because they're proficient in it. They know what they're doing. They can't possibly keep up on the laws and the fancy footwork they need to do with, our law firm wouldn't do trust in estates. We can refer them to people that do it, you know, but, you know, there are laws that are constantly changing. And there's no way a good attorney can be on top of all these things. It's impossible. You know, pick an attorney who specializes it in their field. They can have other attorneys that specialize in that other things, but you know, want to deal with a firm who has attorneys that are specializing. It's the most important thing. In a bad economy, people don't have retainer fees, so they'll do any kind of law that passes their desk so they can keep their office going. You don't want that kind of attorney.
And your attorney, what is his schooling? Does he, I mean, he's his whole background?
Yeah, he's a graduate of, he's an attorney 30 years. I'm sorry, what, Nicole?
Oh, no, that's what I was going to ask. Are there special schools or programs specifically designed
he's been an attorney for 30 years, 30 plus years now. We don't want to give away his age. No. 30 plus years, graduated UCLA undergrad and went Loyola graduate. He's a litigator. He's not scared to litigate. He doesn't push paper. He deals with the issue. He will go head on, no pun intended, to get where he needs to go as long as everybody's happy and it's the appropriate steps to take. And he will make sure that everybody is treated properly and all have their answers, answers to their questions. And, you know, he'll even talk to people, have attorneys. You know, some people, you know, there's a waiting period sometimes, and people get uncomfortable in that period with this quiet. And, you know, your attorney may or may not be doing the right thing, and you can always feel free to call us and talk to him because he's more than happy to give advice and, you know, let you know that the attorney who's handling your case is doing the right thing, and this is normal protocol. So I do encourage that as well. Use this as an information guide if you need to.
All of this is just, it's such refreshing information.
Thank you.
I mean, that's the best way to say it because it's if you just have an empty vessel and you're filling it with all the right information. And then I had sort of an odd question because I travel so much. And
sure,
so
I know.
When you rent a car, you know, I mean, I've rented cars in Salt Lake and it was snowing. We're in Ohio, and there's black ice.
Mm-hmm.
And so does that insurance cover you in when you're renting cars or when you're in situations that are?
Most insurances will cover you for an accident you may get into while you're renting a car. What it will not cover is your deductible. From time to time, you may have to take it out of pocket. You may have to go for it. Go take the money out of pocket, try to recover it.
So when they ask you at the desk when you're at Hertz or you're at Budget or you're wherever, you know, at Enterprise, do you want the insurance? And you might have insurance on your credit card. Should you take the insurance, or if you already have insurance, or
You know, if you have insurance, and I think if you pay with American Express, they cover the deductible. I don't know if they have that anymore. Then you don't need it. You know, if you feel comfortable, it's so inexpensive. I think it's like $13 a day, you know, and if you're there for a couple of days, you know, get it. I mean, you can't have enough insurance, you know. But, you know, sometimes people have to take the out-of-pocket deductible money out and try to, you know, figure out what to do with all this because you have to return the car. You can't just keep it until the case settles. So, you know, I probably, you know, if you have the extra money, I would get it because, you know, what the hey. You know, if you're, like I said, you know, you don't want to come out of the out-of-pocket deductible because, you know, you have to return the car. It's not like your car and you can keep it. Or, you know, you have a total loss and you know, insurance companies give you money back for the car because you have to deal with the problem that, you know, you can't keep the car. They're going to charge you every day you keep the car. So you're going to have to come to a resolution really quickly and, you know, we can't settle it that quickly.
Right. It's interesting. I have a friend of mine that was here from Germany, and he arrived in New York in the middle of a snowstorm, and they weren't renting cars to people because it was a snowstorm. And he said, "Hey,
yeah.
I'm from Germany. We drive in snow. We know
uh-huh,
how to do this."
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the usual
whatsoever
thing for them.
For us. So, you know, but it's interesting when you're in new and different environments. And then I had a question going back to the IRS issue, if you don't mind
yes.
to.
Yes. Of course not.
If somebody is an independent contractor. So you're
yes.
doing work for different companies. And then at
mm-hmm.
the end of the year, people don't send you your paperwork or what you've been mm-hmm. paid or your W-2 information. Do you go after that employer? Or how
well,
do you
Well, yeah, you
that
need
with
to.
IRS?
You should claim it anyway, whether you received the 1099 or not. You should keep records because they can do it after the fact, too. They can have an extension, and you didn't claim it, and you're going to have to. You're not going to be deducting money from you know, you're going to have to pay the taxes on the full thing because you may have deductions against that income. But you can't do it retroactively unless you amend returns and amending returns prolongs it. I would declare it, keep records of your 1099 work, even if they're not sending it to you, because you should pay it anyway. And you should put it on your taxes and let it be on them, you know, that you know, because if they... If they said they're going to 1099 you, they can do it later, after the fact, and if you didn't put it on there, you're responsible for your income. Whatever they do, that's their responsibility. If they don't do the right thing, it's not your problem. You should document all the money you make, whether it's 1099 or W-2, obviously is documented, but I definitely think independent contractor work should be documented by yourself so that, you know, you're responsible, nobody cares about anything, you're responsible for you and your business.
Right. Okay. As, you know, because I know that many independent contractors in the speaking industry and the entertainment industry,
yeah.
and so many times they come across that, and then it's tax season, huh. and they say, well, I was never sent anything. And
yeah, exactly. They'll say, Mr. So-and-so, did you make this money? You did. Well, I don't care whether they 1099'd you or not. You know, or you know, it's your responsibility. So even, you know, you did make this as income. Yes, I did. Well, then you're supposed to put on your taxes. That's why we do our taxes. And it'll ask you on the tax organizer, have you made income from 1099 work that you've done? Even if you're a W-2 employee and you also make 1099 money, you need to document all of this because if there's a problem, it's going to be on you. Because they're going to say you're responsible. They don't care about the person paying you. You know, whether they go after them or not, not your business, not your problem, you know. And they're going to get messed up in their taxes. So, you know, take care of your business. Because somewhere down the line, it will come back to haunt you. And sometimes it can be years later. You know, some people may think they're getting away with something, but you know what? You just never know when they're going to cross your path and come across your paperwork and say, did you work? Wow, that was 4 years ago. Well, guess what? You know, we found it, you know. And now you are in a tax problem. Don't do it. It costs more money to not do your taxes properly than to do them properly. There's no free lunch, you know the old saying.
Yes.
And it's true. It's been around for a long time. Uh-huh.
And And I mean, and I know a lot of people listening. This was a big issue. So,
yeah.
And as you know, people are typing me questions and everything, so I get to, you know, ask you. So I thank you so much for that. And then also, what about for foundations? People that have charities and foundations, and all of a sudden they say, oh, we have some sort of flag with the IRS and we don't know what we did wrong.
Well, yeah, you know, you need to have a 501c file, not a charitable organization. When they do their taxes, their tax preparer should know about charity work so that they do it properly. And, you know, a lot of times people do get paid a salary or distribution of money from their charitable organizations. So, you know, it depends on what role you play in your charity and what you're doing with everything and what kind of charity it is. But definitely, you know, use someone who knows what they're doing with it, not someone who's just saying, yeah, yeah, just give it to me, because there's other, you know, how many people are involved in the charity, how many partners are in the charity, what are their roles, you know. So all these things are, you know, pretty important to make sure you do properly, because charities, you know, they know could be crooked at times, and people give 5% to charity and 95% to themselves. So, you know, obviously they want to cut back on people not being truthful about why they have this charity. And, you know, they want to make sure it's not a front for just collecting money. So you do want to do it properly, and hopefully your charity is going to the right place.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important. But I know that from talking to people that have had this situation, and I actually wanted to refer a company to you that came to me just recently, because we talked about that you were going to be on the show.
Oh,
and
great.
When people see what they call a flag, that all of a sudden something's wrong with the IRS, but they don't know what that is, the very first thing they should do is find out, right? They shouldn't be afraid to find out, because they're afraid that people are afraid if they find out that it's going to trigger something bigger instead
of
thinking that they just didn't file a paper correctly or something.
That's right. And, most definitely, you want to deal with it head on. You don't want to wait. It's not going to go away. It's not going to go away. You don't want to escalate things. So let's put it that way.
There are no magic wands with the IRS.
No, there's no magic
just
wands.
Just wave and everything.
Wouldn't that be nice? I would like to have that wand. I mean, you know, if you're a business or whatever, or you're doing business and you owe money with a personal business, you know what? They can shut down your merchant accounts. They can stop you from doing business and say, hey, we're talking to you. You're not responding. You know, eventually they will do that. You know, you don't want to go there. It's really messy, and then the people you're dealing with know about your tax problems. You know, I mean, it doesn't – there's no need to do this, you know. Procrastination is not something that should be dealt with in that matter in this game, you know.
And so when people come to you for IRS problems, or people come to you for personal injury problems, and they're afraid they're in trouble – and they come to you as the solution.
Mm-hmm.
Are the people that come to you before they're in trouble, that just because you are who you are?
Yeah, if they think
that something...
To make
sure that they have the right policies or the right...
If you feel that maybe you had, you know, some people have mutual funds or tax, you know, dividends from investments, and it wasn't, they don't think it was documented properly, or you don't want to go there either. They'll come get you. If you gamble and you won money, you have to declare that. You know, if you think you didn't do it 1 year. I mean, you know, I would handle it before anything happens. If you really feel that something wasn't documented properly, by all means, look into it or have us look into it to see if it was, because then you have peace of mind. You don't want to wait to get that letter, because that letter is not pretty. There are penalties in there and interest in there and all kinds of, you know, scary stuff, and then you don't know what to do with it. But if you catch it before it happens, I strongly suggest that. It's less painful.
And is this the right time of year for before tax season, or before people start their new policies in January for their new car liability?
Yeah, I mean, you know, because if the IRS or somebody owes you money, they're going to keep that money if they think you owe them money, you know, so you're not going to get a refund. You know, definitely a good time to clean shop and make sure your house is in order. Most definitely, because everything else flows better, too. Frees you up to move forward in life.
This is just so fabulous, and I'm still in shock that your doctor was in a bike
accident,
and you had somebody else deliver the twins.
Yeah, so. I mean, it was just, it was amazing. I'm like, no. I said, this is a joke, you know. And he said, no, no joke. He goes, I wish it was, you know, because obviously he needs his hands to work since he delivers babies. And I was like, I hope you're going to be okay. And being thankful that he was alive because he's an amazing person and a great doctor, I think I was more grateful for that because, I guess, you know, a lot of people can deliver my baby. And his wife is actually pregnant. And he gave me the guy who's going to deliver her baby because he wants to be a dad, not the doctor. So, so you know, I was disappointed and excited to hear that he was okay for the most part, other than his arm being a little messed up. But I think that he's going to be back to where he used to be. But, you know, he's a cautious man, educated person. You know, we just, you know, probably riding the way, you know, ride. With the rules, wear a helmet, don't ride, you know, ride with traffic, not against traffic, don't make up your own rules. If you're riding it when it gets late at night, make sure you have your reflectors, because guess what, if you get hit by a car, you don't have your reflectors on, and you're not abiding by the law, it will be your fault that you got hit, even though the car should have seen you. But if you're not having reflectors on your bike, the car won't see you. There's a problem there. It will be an issue of liability. So if you are going to ride your bicycle,
so
you're insisting
often
on doing
with kids. Mm-hmm. I see that with, you know, children coming home now at 5 or 6 o'clock,
right?
Which is
they don't
early,
have,
but it's now dark at 5 or 6 o'clock, and you see these kids driving home from their field or their school or whatever, and you cannot see them. It is impossible. And you're thinking, why do these children not have reflectors? It doesn't make
sense. You know, it's just laziness, probably. Because it's work to go put them on and go get them. And people are like, oh, nothing will happen. It's only 10 minutes from the house or something. Well, you shouldn't look. You know, Murphy's Law? You ever hear Murphy's Law? You know, it's just simple, stupid things that happen. And that's usually when things happen. And I would not wait to, you know, you shouldn't underestimate that rule. You know, definitely be protective of yourself and do it right, because it can be an issue of liability. It could be someone who doesn't see great, who's driving, didn't see you, because they have reflectors on wheels now and all kinds of fancy stuff. People will see you. You can't not see someone. They're vibrating through the earth, you know, with those colors. I mean, seriously. And you're much safer, not to say that you're safe, but, you know, you're much safer, most definitely, and abide by the rules wherever you live when you're riding a bicycle. It's really important. They look at it very seriously. Why did you get hit by a car? What were you doing? So.
I just so appreciate your time, especially now.
Oh, my pleasure. I can go on and on. Yeah, I can talk about this for hours because I'm so passionate about this. And, you know, wish I can educate people. Uh-huh.
And that's really, I mean, why we're doing this show. It was, you know, my greatest desire, and is my greatest desire, to have a show. That's over. It's Unlimited Life. How do you go through these barriers, these walls, these, and especially today, you know, when I'm thinking about some of the things that you were talking about, you know, the non-collectible status, who would know? How would you possibly know that you can stop that, and that there's a way to survive and make your life better? Or, you know, the fact that if you have this credit card debt, that it can be, you know, settled down or whittled down in a way that you can manage it and pay it off, or that in a year's time you can rebuild your credit or your reputation, or if you have a business partner that, you know, skips the country or skips out and, you know, you're stuck holding the bag, that there's a way to be able to resolve it without losing yourself, your business, your all of those things. And the fact that, you know, that it's so specific in care and helping people. That it's, I mean, and that's, you know, what I was saying at the top of the show is so much of who you are, and even talking about the fact that, you know, your personal injury attorney specializes in personal injury, that's his field. And so you are getting the utmost of somebody's attention and care in really being able to help you get to the other side.
Yeah, you know, definitely. You know, if you do things right and you stay focused, you're able to be very good and proficient at what you do. Don't want someone who's sloppy, because one wrong move can cost you a lot, both emotionally and financially. So you want to make sure that you just don't do it like a grab bag and pick whoever is in front of you. You want to do your due diligence. It's very important.
And or even just the fact that you talk about looking an attorney up. And
oh, yeah. Most people don't do it. People, like, I didn't think about that. And then, you know what? People just, for some reason, just don't think about it. They'll sooner, you know, just say, oh, he sounds nice, whatever. I mean, it could be very well a great person. But, you know, maybe done a couple of things you shouldn't have been doing, but whatever was going on in their lives. And, it's a big indicator. You don't want to use someone who's had disciplinary action against them. That is an indicator something they did was not right, because the bar doesn't just put it on there because someone called and said, well, I don't like the way his cologne smells today. You know, this person did something that was unethical and wasn't cool, so you don't want to use that person.
And the funny thing is, people are so apt to look up a restaurant review. If they want to try
some ridiculous website that's self-generated. Exactly. This self-generates their own, you know, you pay someone to write reviews and you know, think that that's cool. You know, that is nothing. I mean, it could be a certain indicator, but you know what? I certainly wouldn't just go by that. That is not an agency that is, very discriminative about what they write. You know, that can be bought. You don't want something to look up someone that they can buy their way in. Because a lot of times there are competitors that write bad things about these people, just so they look better. You know, so all kinds of things that go on and on. So, you want to look them up where it counts. That's really where you're going to find the real deal. So.
And then when you're talking about I can't even talk to you, it's like the first thing with my new tongue, that you can actually go to court in a way on the phone?
We schedule a court conversation, a conference call with the judge. Yeah, absolutely. There are times.
How does that work? I've never heard of that before.
In California, a lot of the courts have closed down. A lot of times they'll allow us to do it because they don't want to spend time doing it either. You know, they're sometimes much better on the phone because they can knock out a lot of cases at one time. You know, because people run late, they have to wait for them, you know. So, you know, things became virtual because of the time issue and the amount of people that are having problems. So they had to figure out a way, how do we get this done quicker and move it along? Otherwise, things will be backed up till Timbuktu, you know. So we're able to do a lot of things over the phone on a conference call with the client and the judge and the attorney. So.
That's remarkable. I mean,
and it's
the
cheaper
first time
for the client
heard
because
that.
Then the attorney doesn't have to go. Then we don't have to go spend our time going to court. And that's a whole day where it can be just be an hour on the phone.
Just fantastic. I love
this.
It's
great. Yeah, this is
all
amazing.
Learning so much. And then we have a couple minutes left. And before you go, can you just give us maybe two tips for dealing with the IRS and two tips on personal injury?
With personal injury, if you've been in an auto accident, find an attorney, because most of the time, if the other side calls you, you're going to say the wrong thing. That's not necessarily true because you were nervous and you're shooken up and they try to get you because, you know what, insurance companies don't want to pay most of the time. They're looking for a way for them not to have to pay you, regardless of what your injuries are. So if you say the wrong thing and you said it because you were anxious, you didn't hear them properly, you didn't take it the right way, and you answered them, they're going to document that. It will work against you. So I would definitely consult a professional before you talk to them. So that's number one. With the IRS, don't neglect picking up your certified mail letters that come from the IRS. If you have a forwarding address and you think you owe money to any of these agencies, make sure you forward your mail because they don't care whether you got it or not. They will still come after you. You didn't get it? Sorry, not my problem. Sometimes they don't even send it out, maybe, and they didn't. Who knows, you know, but they don't care. Your stories don't mean anything to them. They are not emotional. The IRS and all these state and all these people are not emotional. They go by protocol. And so, you know, do not ignore any paperwork you get from any of these agencies. because they will come and come for you anyway. So, again, our phone number is 310-345-8500 or 1-800-441-2615.
And the website, once more?
Is Madison, M-A-D-I-O-S-O-N, debt, D-E-B-T, and the word and, taxrelief.com. And the personal injury division is libertylawfirm.com, L-I-B-E-R-T-Y, lawfirm.com. So do, you know, use this as a guide to getting you to a place where you need to be.
It's just, I'm so appreciative of you being here today, and also
I'm appreciative to have you have me share all this with everyone, and I hope I can help some people, or you know, people have questions or alleviate some of the unknown to them. That would make me happy.
Oh no, it's just such fabulous information, and I just wanted to reiterate as well that for those of you that are listening to the show that are in other states other than California, that you do work with other states.
Yes,
and
so yes, we work with other states, and we'd be more than happy to talk to them about their situation. Absolutely.
And if you are international,
everything, you know, most of our work, believe it or not, even in California, a lot of it is done via email and fax. People make appointments and they say, "Well, can I fax you this?" Oh, okay. I'll see you next week. Oh, you know what? I got busy. By the time they want to see me, they're already done with their case. So, not my unwillingness to want to meet them. But sometimes we just become phone pals.
Is the most amazing thing. When the fax first came out, I had bought my first home right at the time. That it was like the invention of the fax. And my parents were in Barcelona, in Spain, at the Olympics. And they faxed my father my paperwork so he could look at it. He was the vice president of Merrill Lynch at the time, too. To make sure it was proper and correct.
Sure, sure.
And I could not believe that I could stick a sheet of paper.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, really,
in a couple seconds, it was in Barcelona, Spain.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, I mean, our technology has become so efficient, you know, because most people are busy. And that's why they need us, because they're busy. And we try to make it as painless as possible, you know, and we're there for them either which way. But we have some great inventions to get information through, and, you know, we use them, and we're grateful for that.
Well, I know that, you know, however people are contacting you, whether that be through fax or the phone or in person, through email, through Skype, that truly you are the very top at what you
thank
do,
you.
And certainly I cannot, you know, thank you enough. And for anybody that's listening, I would so trust you to be with Mina Cooper and with Madison Dent and Tax Relief and with Liberty, and because I know that, you know, my audience is being taken care of by you.
Yeah.
I know the quality of your work, and I know the extent at which you go to bat for people and really make a difference in people's lives. So it's an honor and a privilege and a pleasure having you on here today.
I appreciate the opportunity so much, Nicole, and I hope, again, that, you know, I can help some people and get their questions answered and be the go-to person for them if they need things done. So thank you for that opportunity.
My pleasure, and congratulations again.
Thank you. My new associates, they're going to be my new associates. So we're prepping them for how to be good people. So there we go.
I'm starting
them young.
With you, Mother, that's going to happen as a week of Thanksgiving. You know, we're really grateful that you were here today.
Yes.
So thank you.
Most definitely. It's a holiday time. It's a new year. It's never too late to get things right. You know, clean your home. When I mean clean your home, make sure everything is, you know, T's crossed, I's dotted, and, you know, you'll make more money, you'll live a better life, you'll be clean, you know, and it's a good way to go to sleep, not to worry.
Great advice. All the way from the beginning to the end, just great advice, awakening enlightening advice. And for those of you out there that were listening, that this is all brand new, that you didn't even know that there was someone that could help you, and that you've been sitting there just sort of wringing your hands together, or pushing papers or putting things in drawers, take them out, you know, get past the fear factor, like you said, and, you know, give me that call. So,
thank you, Nicole.
Thank you, and happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Happy to you, too, and to everyone out there. Wishing you the very best of health and a good life and a good year.
Thank you. We look forward to talking with you again.
Take care. Okay, bye-bye.
Wow, what a wonderful, wonderful guest, Mina Cooper. When people care that much about helping other people, it's just, it's such an overwhelming joy to be able to bring them to you and say, this is a solution, this is an answer, this is somebody that can truly help you get through whatever walls, whatever barriers, whatever hurdles, and really get to the other side. And that's what it's about, living an unlimited life. And so I'm so privileged, and it's such a pleasure to be able to bring you somebody who is just really that qualified in their field, that has such incredible information, and that really is a solution and an answer person to all of your questions and to all of the problems and to all of the fears. And really, what a great way to start the new year, to clear your problems with the IRS, to be able to clear your credit cards, to be able to take care of all of these issues and problems. Just fantastic. So lucky. And as I was saying at the top of the show, this is sort of a gratitude week, and we've had some incredible guests this year that have been with us. And when Dr. Kevin Evanry Ross was talking about autism, and he did a brilliant show, and so many of you have written in to me, and with incredible, incredible gratitude for Dr. Kevin Emery Ross and for all of his information, which was just astounding. Dr. Paul Sheely on photo reading, how to drop into your genius, how to expand your consciousness, your mind field. Just fabulous shows. Ian Wynn and the Superhuman Project. We've had so many people coming on talking about health, nutrition, science, holistic healing, really, truly making a difference in people's lives. And we're going to continue doing that with you. And we've got so many wonderful shows lined up for you. And we're continuing this vein as we're talking about today. And next week we're actually talking about how to erase bad credit and how you go about doing that. And especially if you were in a situation like I was in with identity theft, and somebody has taken your identity and run with it, and all of a sudden there are all these things, you know, that I know were on my credit report. People bought furniture, they had a cat cremated, they had asthma surgery, whatever, all of these things. And how do you differentiate what's yours? How do you get your credit back? I know it was quite a journey for me, and as I was talking about during the show, that I had hired an attorney that did nothing, that I spent a lot of money and a lot of time, and nothing was changed. And then I found this incredible, incredible person named Jamie Brown, and that is all Jamie does, is she clears credit. And so she's amazing. She works with people from identity theft. She works if you've been divorced, if all of a sudden your spouse has run up your credit, if there are things on your credit that should not be there, if you have somehow lost a business, gotten yourself in trouble, need to improve your credit score, whatever the situation is, if you're trying to buy a house, a car, and you really want to be able to clean that slate. So we're talking about good tidings, good credit, how you go about doing that, and Jamie will be with us. And I can tell you, she's amazing. She's her work and her story, and she's funny, and she's light, and she's bright, and she will give you clues and hints and tips and ways that you can do this before the new year, so you can start your new year really having the kind of life you want. So if you wanted to have that new house, that new car, whatever that is, or even just be able to really be proud of the score that you have and where your financial status is and looking at things, she's fantastic. And so she will be with us on Saturday. And then we have Shelley Campbell, and Shelley Campbell is the financial freedom. And she really, if you want to double your income, triple your income, change your business, get more clients, and teaches you how to do all of that. And we are talking also about reverse mortgages. We are talking about insurance in a different way, as we're talking about the Obamacare and health insurance and what that looks like to you. And then we have some new science and new technology. We have people coming in from HeartMath that will talk about the vibration of your heart and the planet, and some incredible, incredible technologies in the aerospace divisions. So the shows that we have coming up are so incredibly exciting, all before the new year, and it's always so wonderful to be with you and to share with you the very, very top in technology and in science and all of these different medical fields. And we had Matt Weinstein here, and Matt Weinstein was here from Playfair. And Matt truly is one of my favorite people on the planet. And the information that he was talking about how you have fun in relationships and in business, and how you have business become a win-win for everybody. And if you were with us on that show, you'll remember that I was at Ground Zero. And it was a very emotional day for me to be at Ground Zero and to be talking to somebody who teaches play for a living and lightness for a living. And when you realize that, when you use that sense of humor and you use your joy and you use your passion and you use your connectiveness to other people, how it really helps you get to the other side of absolutely everything. And so I have had the opportunity to witness Matt as a host, to be at his Playfair events, and I can tell you, if you are a business, any business, if you are a business that has hundreds of thousands of employees, or you a business that has six employees or four, Matt Weinstein and Playfair, to be able to bring somebody in that can change the energy of your business and surge the energy of your business and launch it in a whole different way. When we look at major companies that do that, like Google, and we look at the Yahoos and the companies that really understand play in a whole different way, and is your company at that level of creativity, of fun, of energy, of lightness, of being able to move from one place to the next with such speed and velocity that your business just skyrockets day after day, month after month? Have you had a year, you know, that's never been like any year before? Have you had one month where you have made more income in that one month than you did the entire last year? And so Matt Weinstein and Playfair, everything that he does is just so right on point and right on cue, just like Mina Cooper today was so right on point in all that she was talking about with the IRS and with the personal injury, that when you have people that are that attuned to the specific needs of the client and really can make a difference in your business and your life. And so if you weren't with me for this show, definitely a show that you want to hear, and you will certainly know that I was so emotional being at Ground Zero. And then while I was there, I had the wonderful opportunity of being at the United Nations with some of the most extraordinary people doing some of the most extraordinary work that you can ever possibly imagine. And we will bring some of those people that I was in, you know, meetings with, in collaboration with, spending time with at the United Nations onto this show, and they will come on in the new year and they will talk to you about the work that they are doing in New Zealand and South Africa and our education systems and our programs on our planet and our science to cure cancer and technology. And it was such an incredible collaboration of minds, an incredible collaboration of people really stepping up to make a difference on the planet. And I was there because they had another knighting ceremony, and I was able to be involved in that and part of the procession. And certainly the people that were brought in to the order are really people that just open their heart to the world and are really making such a global difference. And I'm so excited all the time to be meeting these people and individually being able to bring them to you and introduce them to you, so you know now the work that is being done around the world, that there is such, it's beyond hope. The work that's actually being done is so strong and making such a difference, and there are such incredible waves of energy and light and love and education and difference and on a moment-to-moment, second-to-second basis. And so all of these people that I, you know, had the opportunity to be with at the United Nations will now be able to come on as guests, share with you their profound information, their intelligence, their wisdom, the beautiful work that they're doing around the world, and work that's going to make a huge difference in your own personal lives, in your family's lives, and in the way that you deal with each other, your communities, your business associates, and certainly on a global level. And so that's incredibly exciting. And then when I was also in New York, I had the opportunity to be part of the Women's Prison Association and to go in and to meet with all of these women that are now in transition. And it's incredible when we look at funding and where we're putting our dollars and the difference. And so much of our funding goes into keeping people held down, and so little of our funding goes into bridging people to be able to help them get to the other side. And so the work that was being done there really opened my heart, really warmed my soul, and just incredible people who are dedicated to making a difference. And so that was a lovely opportunity to really see people that, for whatever reason, were knocked down, that fell through the cracks, that, you know, were abused, were hurt, and now that have an opportunity to step to the other side of the line, and they're being given resources in which to do that. And so I think that having resources to make a difference in one's life makes all of the difference. And as Mina was talking about today, that there are all kinds of attorneys, and why it's so important to find a personal injury attorney if that is what you are looking for, someone that specializes in what you need and in your field. And so it's just such a pleasure, such a joy. So in this week of gratitude, I would like to, as always, as I did on the Hourglass Bride show, thank our show's producer and Chris, who just does an amazing job for us time and time again. And certainly we would not be here without her work, her efforts, and her talent. And I wanted to thank all of my guests that have been with us this year, that have shared their information so beautifully with you, that have really taken time out of their very busy schedules to make sure that you have all of the tools that you need to really have an unlimited life, to be able to have unlimited finances, unlimited joy, unlimited relationships, unlimited health, and never, ever to have anything come up that you feel you can't get past or beyond, that you have every single tool you need to get to the other side and to live the kind of life that you deserve. So I thank you for being with us in this incredible week of gratitude. I certainly thank today's guests, Mina Cooper and Madison Debt and Tax Relief and Liberty, of course. And I so look forward to bringing to you next week's guest, which is Jamie Brown, who I know on a personal level because she helped me get to the other side and meet Beth. So we so look forward to bringing her to you. I wish you all a wonderful week. This is Nicole Brandon from Unlimited Life, wishing you to live the life of your dreams.